This recording, New Zealand 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not fruitile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was told to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I work here at this holiday park. It's one thing that I do not like is campervans that have no toilet facilities. That is a very hot subject. They have no toilet facilities and they go camp out in the wop-wops. That means in the middle of nowhere. Where do they go to the toilet? They use our clean green image to do their toiletries on. Very hot subject. If you think about a camper van, and the camper van is has no toilets on it, and people go in the middle of nowhere, camp for the night, still need to go to the loo, still need to do their bits and pieces.
Right.
Where do they do it? Very hot spots. Where's our clean green image? All right. My parents came here as an engaged couple in the 1950s. It was encouraged that they came out single because then they could mix with the Kiwi people here in New Zealand. But they actually came out as an engaged couple from Holland, got married here, and proceeded to raise children, go to work. They came over here with sort of like £10 in their pocket and a place to live and a job, and that was guaranteed by the government. And they had to work through that process, I believe, for a couple of years, and then they were on their own. But at that stage, New Zealand, as I said, was about 10 years backwards from how Holland was. So what they thought were their, you know, there just wasn't here, nothing was here. But you started from nothing, and you just worked yourself up from there. I used to work in a village. Yeah. Problem. what were your main saga? My Netherlands is not so good. It is heel wheel on the angles, cunt. But I wear it here at the holiday park. And they have heel wheel Nederlander mensen on moeten. And they can remain understand. And they think that it's heel leuk om iemand hier in New Zealand to sprak Engels.